Hello.
Hello, Paul?
Yes.
Hey, Paul. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing there?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Happy Friday. We made it, right?
Thank you. Same to you, yeah.
Another day down, another week gone,
That's it. Another week gone. Hang on one second, Amy.
Take your time.
Hey, yep. So after we cut that for lunch, dude, we're going to take this and we're going to rip this down to 5.5. We'll pop a line and...
Well, are we down 5.5?
Yeah,
down?
Okay. I do. Good call. There you go. I'm sorry, I'm back there. Go ahead.
That's okay. No worries. I know you're a hard-working business owner and you got a lot going on, so I'll just squeeze in. No worries. So,
no problem.
Like you've had a couple of conversations here with Ms. Chalette regarding some type of lead generation or lead service that you're looking for specifically. We do have a solution to that through the Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with that service at all, sir?
I mean, to be honest with you, like, we've seen it sitting there for a year and never really understood it, and I kind of got some of an understanding from it yesterday.
Okay.
Well,
my job is to make sure that you fully understand it, so I'm going to breeze through it quickly. If you have any additional questions, feel free to stop me. So the cool thing about the Google Guaranteed is that it's an exclusive lead source that's directly from Google. So it trumps HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, Nextdoor, any of those pay-per-lead services where y'all are sharing the leads and sharing the cost and all that, and you're chasing them and you don't know if you're even going to get it, and just that whole cha-cha is completely turned around through Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is for elite clients that have business license and insurance. You have that, right?
Yep.
You can pass a background check, Paul?
Yes.
Any and all face-to-face employees, nothing stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Those are the requirements, plus five-star ratings with a special Google Guaranteed link from past clients, which is going to be super easy for you. So what happens is there is an application process, okay? The application is $250. It's non-refundable. This gets you and all face-to-face employees background checks, Google Guaranteed certified for your company specifically. If at any point in time you choose to add any employees to the list or you need to make change or adjustment, there's no additional charges to make changes or reapply or make any sort of adjustment, okay?
Okay.
Now, the advantages to being a Google Guaranteed service provider is, A, you as the client only pay per Google Guaranteed valid lead. The customers are reaching out and calling you exclusively. This does have lead exclusivity, and how we can ensure that is because the calls are recorded and you get a specific Google call tracking number. So, for example, if somebody goes to Google, they're looking for the services that you're providing. They click on your profile, you're not charged. They look at your website, you're not charged. They poke around and look at any other links included with the package, you're not charged. If they contact you and it is not a qualified lead, meaning it is a spam or solicitation call, it is a service that you don't provide or an area that you don't provide the service in, you are not charged. You are only charged for a valid lead, which is considered if you set appointment with the client or if you give estimate over the phone. Okay? And that's why the calls are all recorded, because we're promising you lead exclusivity. And we're promising, what Google is promising is that they're backing you as a service provider with an additional $2,000 worth of insurance for customer peace of mind. But they're also promising you that you're getting a quality lead. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're being charged, your lead cost on this is going to be locked in. It will never, ever, ever fluctuate. It's locked in at $30.67 per lead. Okay?
Okay.
Minimum monthly budget for that is set at $400. Google does require a minimum monthly budget on this, Paul. Now, what happens is if you say yes, we go ahead, we charge the $250 application fee. We send you the application via text and via email. It's very, very self-explanatory, but we also include a client interview phone call with the technician who handles that entire area. So if you had any additional questions or if you got stumped on anything, then we have that specific technician that's going to be walking you through that. We submit the application. Application process, the longest I've ever seen it take is 4 to 8 weeks. The quickest I've ever seen it, I've seen turnaround in 7 to 10 days to be a service provider. But it really just depends on how quickly you get us the information that we need. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once that has been approved, Paul, then at that point, the technician's going to contact you, and then they're going to say, okay, we're ready to set minimum monthly budget. So they charge the $400, which gets you 13 Google Guaranteed leads per month. If you get overwhelmed, you can pause the campaign. The remaining budget rolls over. If you go on vacation, you can pause the campaign. The remaining budget rolls over. If you have what you consider an invalid call and you need us to pursue that and dispute it, again, that's going to roll back over. You are not charged automatically for things that aren't in your favor. Okay?
Okay.
And you get a complete tracking and reporting. So with this, you have myself as well as another technician that are always going to be here to answer any sort of calls, make any sort of adjustments. Ivan is actually the technician who is the specialist for the Google Guaranteed stuff, but I always connect you with my direct phone number and extension line too. That way, you know, because I usually build rapport with my clients and they just like talking with me. It happens.
Yep.
You know, they feel comfortable with me and they can ask me questions and I can get the answers for them very, very quickly. So what do you think about giving this a shot, Paul? It's all month to month. There's no contract.
No, I think it's going to be what we're looking for. I mean, we've kicked our, I got burnt 25 years ago on a leads package and,
gosh.
That was back when all that crap like first started and
service magic, right?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know,
about $5,000.
She has since sold out and had to change her name so many times. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Service Magic was Home Advisor. Now it's Angie this, Angie that. There's a class action lawsuit against that company for the way they practice. It's crazy.
Well, I actually, before we went to this route here, we kind of tied into them and even networks and just tried it to see for a month, and it's the same trash.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolute trash. And,
right.
Anyhow, long story short, yeah, that was a disaster again. So.
I'm sorry you had to experience that, but
it's just what it is.
To trump that, because this is the thing, those companies, they're Google's biggest clients. So they know exactly what they're doing. But Google has created this pay-per-lead service, and HomeAdvisor is not even allowed to list in that section. HomeAdvisor is only allowed to list in the pay-per-click section, not the pay-per-lead and not the organic and certainly not the local map, because they don't qualify for those. There's different qualifications for each of those positions to keep everything honest, you know.
Yeah.
And they're not even, they don't even qualify to list in this section. But I do believe that you're going to love it, and I would love to be able to earn your business with this.
I think this is probably the best route that we've played with over this past year. I've never had to worry about this. I mean, I've been in business on the construction side for about 35 years with my father.
Mm-hmm.
And, we started the HVAC company, and we're struggling a little bit because it's new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
My
getting
construction
it up off
company
the ground.
Pretty much,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it pretty much runs itself. I mean, it's just repeat mm-hmm. customer after repeat customer.
Right.
So anyhow, that's a long story short. This is new to us now on the technology side because I haven't had to worry about it for the last 25 years because I never had to worry about getting into the technical world. And now
mm-hmm.
it's like, what the hell?
So, right. If you don't beat them, you're going to have to join them, and that's just the fact.
And that's what it's coming down to. We're like,
electronic stuff.
Yeah, how are we not getting enough phone calls when we're floating a 5-star rating all the time, and we're just not getting calls?
Right. Well,
I mean, it was like
we're here to change that.
And, Yep, and that's what we started looking at, and then realized that these guys are doing stuff to get up to the top, and then we started seeing this the Google Guarantee, and I'm like, what the hell is this Google Guarantee crap?
Yes.
And anyhow, well, yeah, long story short, over the last 2 weeks now, started to figure out what we need to do. So the only thing is, I have no problem with that. Now, there's only going to be three people that actually even ran on this.
Okay.
Which I know that doesn't change the rate. Now, down the road, like you said earlier, when we start bringing other people in to do that stuff, they can just run them then.
Yes, actually. Yes, sir. So what's going to happen is with this, we're going to send you the application, and then we'll give you over the weekend to get to square it away and go through it, because you're going to need their social security numbers as well as their driver's license or identification numbers if they don't drive for the state identification. You're going to need copy of the insurance. You're going to need copy of the business license. And then we're going to send you a tiny, what we call a tiny URL. So it's a specific link that's for your business, that's specific to your business. Has nothing to do with the Google business profile. This is specific to Google Guarantee. You're going to get five-star reviews, which sounds like it's super easy for you to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then we submit that application. So, you know, like, I want to make sure that you know exactly what it is you need from these guys. That's why we send you the application right away. It's really, really super simple. And if you run into any snafus, because not everybody is technologically creative or any of that, then you have myself and the tech to contact as well. And I go ahead and schedule a client interview for you. So if you want to move forward on this, I have a card on file for you ending in 8222. It's a Visa. I can charge the application fee there and get everything squared away.
That's, I said, I'm pretty sure I'm interested, but I do have another business partner I need to talk to.
Okay, sure.
So most likely I won't see him until I get back to the office tonight, and we're going to go through this because we've been trying to make decisions on other stuff, and we've been getting bit in the ass, so we're just trying now. To make sure we're going through it, but from what we've been previously talking about, I see no problems with doing this. I just want to make sure I talk to him later.
Absolutely.
My next question is, though, so my Pioneer Home Services has two licenses.
Okay.
One's for our HVAC and one's for our construction. Now, our Google is pushing the whole company with both sides. That's not a problem with the Google Guarantee, correct?
No, so let me do this. Hold on just a second. I was preparing an email, so let me do this. When you say construction, because it is a little more specific, let's jump in there. Are you looking at general contractor?
Not really. We've tried. I mean, we're in the middle of building a $3 million house right now, but that's not something that we don't try to tackle that side. We're looking for the
only
additions. We're looking for the contracting, but not, well, you said general contracting. That's like
so
a GC.
So let me explain it to you like this. Okay, so there's specific categories for Google Guaranteed. Uh-huh. It's not every category in every area. So HVAC, electrician, plumber, tax specialist, there's particular categories in specific areas because Google started it as a beta program and it has since blown up. Okay. Now, in order for you to qualify, under the additions and remodels and things like that, it's going to fall under general contractor. And it's not going to be specific. It's not going to be like you can get calls outside of, we would be specific with the services that you're providing. So what happens is if you want a combination of calls between HVAC and additions, remodels, things like that, then we can make sure that all of those things are on your profile. It does not change the application fee. It does change the minimum monthly budget because we have to go with the higher of the two in order for you to ensure that you're getting both leads. So for if you want like a combination, say, of the HVAC as well as the general, we'll just call it general contracting, even though we understand you want additions and things like that. You're looking at a grand total of $54.67 per lead with a minimum monthly budget of the $713. And that's going to give you that's going to give you lead costs for both. See, when you have multiple, we call that multiple verticals. So say you also wanted to throw plumbing in there, or you wanted to throw, I don't know, pest control in there. I'm just throwing ones that are out there. Okay. I'm just giving you ideas. Okay. So say you did that. When I look at the plumbing vertical is even cheaper than the original one was. So we go with the highest vertical. Okay,
okay,
we go with the highest vertical, and then we can list you for all other verticals that you want underneath that you qualify for.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, see, this is, excuse me. So that's what I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out, because if somebody looks up, I mean, just through our Google profile right now, it's listing both the HVAC.
Correct.
And the construction. Mm-hmm. If I only did it on the HVAC, the Google guarantee would only pop when somebody searched HVAC stuff, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if somebody went on there and searched the construction and it still directed them to us on Google, it would just not be in the Google guarantee. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. You've got it down.
Okay.
But if you want both, you do have the option to do both. You're just going to have to spend a little more.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. So
it's okay.
It's still the initial $250.
Correct. That price
still
will never go over change. It just depends on the quality of lead that you want. If you want only HVAC leads, or if you want a combination of leads. And again, what I want to be clear with you on is it's not like you can say for the 713, I want six HVAC leads and I want seven general contractor leads. You kind of just get what you get because you're listed under both verticals.
Mm.
So you don't get to be...
So no matter what, even if it's an HVAC lead, you're still going to pay the higher lead cost.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the 56, something like that,
54,
right?
54. Yeah, 54. Yes, sir. The 54. Let me see here. Let me get it again. Pull it up because I was pulling up stuff here. 54.67. But, so if you guys just want to really push the HVAC for now, well, what we could do, because the application doesn't change, so what we can do is we can go ahead and get you approved for both, right? We could get you approved for both, that way you have it. And then when it comes time to actually pull the trigger on paying the lead cost and setting the minimum monthly budget, it is a difference of almost $300. You know what I mean? That is kind of, I mean, you're just starting out, and I know that you're not poor, but you're not rich either, you know, like, so let's just call it what it is.
Ain't nobody rich in this world right now.
Exactly. Let's just say it for what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you need to earn that up, say you start with just the HVAC leads, but you're already technically verified for both verticals. So when you decide, say in the spring, I think is when people really kick it up a notch with the remodels and things like that,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you say, listen, right now I just want HVAC leads. In the spring, I want to run both verticals. But you're already approved. So we don't have to go through the process again. It's not going to cause a snafu or a hitch in your get-along.
Okay. All right. So so the application, all that can go through, but we can only activate the HVAC for now and then.
If that's what you want to do, yes, sir. But we go ahead and get you approved for everything under the sun. Everything that you could qualify for, we go ahead and get you approved for it so that when you're ready to say, okay, you know what? Now I want general contractor leads. It's literally just a matter of adding more budget in. It's not, okay, well, let's get you approved for that first and then let's go through this and then let's do that. You know what I mean? And a longer process. I would rather take the long process now to get everything approved. That way, when you're ready, you have all those buttons available to you.
I think
that makes more sense, you know?
Yeah. Now, the general contracting one is available in this area?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking, because originally you told me the HVAC wasn't.
Well, because, okay, let me explain this to you, too. So when she's looking, she's newer at this, okay, and when she's looking at it, there's a specific platform that we're using in order to see what's qualified and what is or isn't available. So because you're in New Jersey, your zip code starts with a zero, right? And
yes.
She didn't know that she had to take the zero off. because she kept saying,
okay.
She messages me and she's like, I swear this guy should, he should totally qualify it. And she's messaging me and I'm like, he absolutely qualifies. She's like, how are you seeing that? And I messaged her back and showed her. I was like, because you have to take the zero off. She didn't know that. She's a little bit newer at it.
That's so okay. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Everyone's learning.
The learning process.
Mm-hmm.
It's the learning process. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
So what I'll do is I'm going to send everything over in writing, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
going to have the exact breakdown for HVAC, and then it's also going to have the exact breakdown for GC. And then I'll put down on there, so when you're going over this with your partner, he knows and understands that, you know, and that way you don't get anything mixed up.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sitting here scribbling notes as fast as I can. But
yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to take good care of you. Yeah, no.
All right. Now, under the general contractor, does that cover concrete? How does that work for you guys?
Okay, so concrete is not currently a category. Can show, but the category that's for concrete is going to be Foundation Pro. And that, hold on, I'm fixing this email, minimum monthly budget HVAC cost. Per lead GC, it's $54.67. Minimum monthly budget GC is $713. Okay, let me take a look at Foundation Pro because Google hasn't created one straight up for concrete or for pavers, and those are two categories that I've really been trying to get. Like, once a quarter, they make changes, and they send out a new link, a fresh link, with all the new categories that they are accepting in a particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really, really been trying to get them to do concrete. Oh, yeah. Here those leads are. Let's see here. Figure this. $177.33.
A lead?
Per lead. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
Minimum monthly budget of $23.12.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll work on that when it comes to you guys.
Exactly. We'll work up to that.
Wait for that to come into your platform.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfectly fine. And we'll just, you know, and you can check, once you're approved, you can check in anytime. You can say, hey, can we check and see if this is available or that is available? Another thing, like, so another option for you might be, I don't know, do you do any roofing?
We do. I mean, you know, like, see, all that stuff, you know, it's weird how everything works because I mean, all that's covered in Jersey underneath your general contracting license. So,
okay. That's,
you know,
cool,
so like we push all that, you know, but that's,
doesn't
mean we're a full blown roofing company, but we still do. I mean, I've probably done 30 of them this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
okay.
So
the cost per lead on that is $48 per lead, and minimum monthly budget is $626. So we could even throw a roofer in under there. Like we can put all those verticals. Do you see what I'm saying? Like if through the winter you just want, especially because it's based on the way the licensing is done for each state. Like some states, it's absolutely crazy to me. They don't require business license for painters.
Texas? New Jersey was that way all the way up until this past couple years, and HVAC was that way all the way up to about 10 years ago. You didn't have to have a license for it.
Exactly, and that's crazy to me because you're in people's homes. Like, if you weren't, I could understand that. You know what I mean? Like, you're on the exterior of the home. Okay, cool. Like, it's so important, but you're not actually inside people's homes. Like, we need to be able to know who you are and who you aren't. You know what I mean? And I get it. Like, everybody has a past. You know, nobody's perfect. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, to me, it's very strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was also, like, in the state of Texas, where it's a right to care state. So they'll just shoot you if they don't
like you. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, they need to pass that through every damn state right now.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Yeah.
Now, is that where you're from? You're from Texas?
No, I'm from Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, and
what? Mobile?
Yeah, you're not gonna.
Come on, out, girl.
Where I live. You're not gonna believe where I live. I live.
Tell
in
me where you live.
I live in California.
You live in California and you're from Mobile? That's worse than me, girl. Shit.
All
my family's from Alabama.
Oh, are they? Whereabouts?
Galesville.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was born in Mobile. My brother was born in Huntsville. So opposite ends.
Gotcha.
Of the state.
Yeah, my grandfather used to go to the Huntsville flea market and sell off all his wood burning.
That's beautiful.
He used to build furniture and then just smoke it with the torches and get that burnt look to everything before he varnished it. Yeah, and that's how he made a living down there for 60-something years going over there to the flea market.
My great-uncle founded natural gas in the state of Alabama twice. Had cock farms, all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah, back in the day. It was a totally different.
I'm that redneck that's lost in New Jersey with the chickens and everything else. So.
Yeah, I'm that redneck that's lost in California.
Awesome. California. You got to get the hell out of there, girl.
I know. But I love the coast. I love that
it's
expensive. It's extremely expensive. We pay for great weather, though. You know what I mean? It's
you do.
As long as you get rid of some of the
crazy politics, you might be all right.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You're seeing it with fire hair, but.
Yeah, that's the ruling
of
that poor state.
You talk with your partner?
I'll talk to him tonight. So.
Tonight? Around what time?
Probably after 6.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we're here until 7. So should I set you for a call for Monday?
Yes.
Okay. Around the same time?
That's fine. It doesn't matter. Whatever. We're up at 6:30. So.
Are you? Okay. Well, then I'll call you. I'm in at 10. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in at 10 your time.
That's
okay.
Your time. My
your,
time?
10 your time.
That's fine. Yep,
okay.
That'll work
I'll
just fine.
With
that'll
you
give
then.
Me a, that, that'll give me enough time to get on the job, get set up, get my guys moving, and then,
beautiful.
Be sure to talk again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and I'm sending
you are sending me the email, though, right?
Yeah, no, I've got it all queued up and ready to go. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm leaving it in there between the HVAC and the, and it says cost per lead, and it has the amount, and then it says MMB, which is minimum monthly budget, okay, HVAC,
okay.
400,
mm-hmm.
Then it says cost per lead for GC, and MMB GC is 713. Now, and then remember, anything that we talked about in between there is between those two costs. So I just put in the major costs on there so we can figure out which one y'all want to go with, okay?
Right, because, we'll scale off of that.
Yep, and I'm pressing send right now, and it's coming from anelson@localsplash.com, okay?
Okay, and it's going to the Pioneer
website, right?
I mean, the Pioneer email.
services@comcast.net.
Yep,
and then
beautiful.
I'll send you a text right now with my direct phone number and extension line in the event that you guys get to it any sooner and you want to get going. I mean, I'm sure you're going to love it. I really am positive.
Yeah, I said it's just, it seems like the best way to go right now without getting burnt. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I went on the Angie's, listen, on a short note, I mean, I went on the Angie's list last night as acting like a homeowner. And they have a process you go through. You know, they ask you if you're doing the project, if you're, what you're looking for. But when you go on there as a homeowner, you go on there to start with like you're looking to find contractors, not necessarily asking them to tie you to contractors. And then by the time you get to the end, you realize that's what they're trying to do. If you back out of it and don't finish, they still send it out to the contractors. So I got a bill for myself last night.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you call them and you tell them that you tested the system and tested it, they're like, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. And they don't give you a refund.
Yeah. And then when you try to tell them how the system actually works, they keep arguing. No, we vet all of our calls. No, you don't. You don't vet nobody.
No, you don't vet nobody. And those calls are recorded. And that's exactly why Google records these calls. You're given a specific Google call tracking phone number because you have access to that call, Paul. Google has access to that call and we have access to that call. So we.
Awesome.
Yeah, we go to bat for that. We're like, listen, this is not considered a qualified call. We need to dispute this. We want a refund. Like, and they don't, it's Google. You know what I mean? Like, they're not arguing over pennies. Like, they take care of it. They just take care of business. And that's why those calls
make it
are recorded.
Profitable for everybody on the same market. If they get a bad name, they're going to fall into the same list as everybody else.
Exactly. 100%.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Well, I will talk with you on Monday, and I look forward to it. You have a blessed and safe weekend, okay, Paul?
You too, darling. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.